This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Goley.
Here's something that would make even you enjoy the great outdoors.
What, did they put it indoors?
Close. Visit ESPNradio.com and find out all about the Bass Pro Shops' ultimate outdoor giveaways, vacation package to beautiful Big Cedar Lodge. Stay in a cozy cottage or a rustic log cabin. Enjoy boat rides, horseback rides, wakeboarding, spa treatments, and so much more.
Spa treatments and the great outdoors. You know what? My prayers have been answered.
Visit ESPNradio.com for details or your local Bass Pro Shop.
Salon Paws brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Paws Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work.
That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, that ought to put a smile on your face.
Oh, it certainly does. Anytime it's Friday, it should put a smile on anybody's face.
Well, today, let's just be right out front. Let's just be right out front. We're not here.
No, you're gone. I'm gone. What do you do?
We're not here. You're hearing us. We're not here. You know, you couldn't have done this back in the day. You can do this now. I'm going to run a little best of Doug and Daddy at you today, and I think you're going to enjoy it because we're going to have a couple of Olympic gold medalists on the program. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk with Rulon Gardner, who was inducted last month into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Of course, the Wyoming native comes to Nebraska and then really makes good by winning the Olympic gold medal. Later on, wins a bronze medal, but we'll catch up with him from an interview we had just earlier this month. He went into the Hall of Fame, and we'll talk to Rulon. Then Kurt Tomasevich, who we talked to last month, the Olympic gold medal bobsledder, which is just still amazing to me that ever happened. We talked to him last month as he continues to make his tour through the state. We're going to talk with him. Also, later on in the show, we're going to bring you Scott Shanley. We talked to the Super Bowl winner right after they won the Super Bowl, the week after they won their first ever Super Bowl, and we'll replay that for you. And then, of course, the interview that got the whole Big Ten expansion and probably led to Nebraska joining the Big Ten, Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel. This comes back from an interview we did in mid-April. He was coming in to Lincoln for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet that night. Big deal at the Devaney Center. A lot of people on hand. And we actually talk about that, of where the Big Ten had said something about expansion and where Tom Osborne, after that night, not since, you know, that interview was that day, but after that night, that's when he first contacted Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney and Harvey Perlman and said, you know, maybe we need to look into us going to the Big Ten. And we'll hear that interview from back in April with Jim Tressel.
I was just thinking, best of Doug and Daddy, sanitary landfill. One of those things. What do you do?
I mean, there's so much goodness out there. And, of course, you can always pick up on these interviews on our website at the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. So many good ones going on out there. The podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Of course, the courtyard at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also vote on our poll question. Do you think Nebraska, it was a good move to go into the Big Ten? But I go with this, our Ace Hardware Bowler Noble for the day, Daddy, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. where you can take a look at their Toro Time Cutter Z4200 Zero Turn Mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. UCLA and Clemson are in the driver's seat going into today's games at the College World Series. UCLA and Clemson will be in the finals on Monday. Bull or no bull?
Oh, I got to say bull. I'm going to say bull.
I'm with you there.
Right?
I'm saying bull, too. Of course, you picked TCU to win it all, so obviously you think that's the deal. And it'll be interesting. Does TCU go back to Matt, their number one guy? They're going to have to, aren't they?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
And then you hope that you can get in and use him maybe Tuesday again?
Right, yeah, there's no way. You're saving pitching at this point when you're in the loser's bracket. There's no such thing. You've got to win to advance. So your back's against the wall. You know that. I think you throw your best if they're ready to go.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a best of Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. It's summer. Daddy's busy. I'm busy. Everybody's busy. We know you're out being busy. That's why we want to bring you some great interviews today.
Hey, but before we do that, Doug, we know 2 weeks from today, the hot dog eating contest. Folks, we need people in the hot dog eating contest. It's a great event. Happens every year right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. July 9th is go date at the Hilltop Mall.
Yeah, where it's air conditioned, where we learned our lesson after the first couple of years, get out of the potential heat. There's enough problem with, reversals without having heat. So here's what we want you to do. If you're interested, if you've been in it before, if you want to be in it again, if you've never been in it, it's the hot dog eating contest at the Hilltop Mall. You have to be available from just before 11 till about 12:30 because the contest lasts a half an hour. And we usually get going just after 11:30. All the hot dogs prepared by Troutman's. We have it at the Hilltop Mall. All you have to do is email us, and we're going to let pretty much everybody in. Now, there are some guidelines which are pretty much up to me, Daddy, and the radio station. But if you're interested, email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com for our annual hot dog eating contest coming up on July 9th. We'll take a break. When we come back, a pair of Olympic gold medalists, Rulon Gardner and also Kurt Tomasevich after this.
Have you been stuck trying to lose the same 10 or 20 pounds for years? Many of us eat too many fast foods and overprocessed foods, causing us to feel sick, tired, bloated, and overweight. Now there's a fast way to eliminate unhealthy toxins and lose weight. It's called Herbal Cleanse, and it's only found at Complete Nutrition. Herbal Cleanse is a detox formula that rids your body of excess waste, in some cases up to 12 pounds. This is weight you can't lose by simply dieting or exercising. Take Herbal Cleanse before you start any exercise or weight loss program. In only 10 days, you can find yourself feeling healthy, refreshed, and on your way to reaching your weight loss goals.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
All during the College World Series, Doug and Daddy continue their tradition of interviews with coaches, media, and players from the teams in it to win it.
Thank you very much, man. We're fired up, and I just got goosebumps again when you just put TCU and Omaha in the same sentence. We're really, really
excited. Coverage of Rosenblatt's Last Blast, 11 to noon on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
As bright as the sun, but without the hassle of smearing sunscreen on your ears. Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue through the day today with a high in the mid-90s. South winds will stay from around 10 to 20 miles per hour. There's a chance of isolated showers and storms tonight with temperatures falling off to 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 79.
Is you with me? I got your back, boy. But let's get it.
It is a big weekend for one of the greatest athletes in the history of Nebraska athletics, and of course, he has earned his spot in Olympic lore for the United States. Responsible for one of the greatest Olympic upsets of all time, former Husker wrestler Rulon Gardner is going to be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum during ceremonies tomorrow night in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and we are very pleased to once again welcome in the Logan, Utah native Rulon Gardner to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Rulon, it's been a while. Welcome back and congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be back in Husker Nation, and I appreciate it. And it's just pretty phenomenal to think of all that, all I've been through, and now to be inducted. That's a pretty special honor for me and for a Husker.
Rulon, what have you been up to in the last year or two? I think we were talking when the book came out, when you were doing a lot of different things and still being very competitive. What's going on with Rulon Gardner right now?
Well, you know, it's kind of, life, it always kind of slowly, changes, and it always gives you opportunities. And now, for about the last 4 years, I've actually been building a health club. I'm actually from Afton, Wyoming, and I'm living in Logan, Utah, and I built a 25,000-square-foot health club, and I have, MMA, I have mixed martial arts there, I have wrestling, I have about 140 wrestlers I've been working with at our local club, just building wrestling and starting to build, hopefully a little business empire of a health club, and then eventually start coaching those kids to get back to the the national team, and then hopefully eventually get some Olympians so we can start competing at that Olympic level. The Russians are just too competitive; they're kicking everybody's butt right now. So we need to start raising some better wrestlers and hopefully some better. Olympic wrestlers, it's just a difference between the Russians. They're just that dominant in the sport of wrestling.
Well, obviously, Rulon Gardner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your win over a Russian, not just any Russian, but maybe the best of all time, continues to put your lore up there as an Olympian. Everybody talks about anywhere from Dwight Clark's catch for the Niners, Matt Davison's catch for the Husker football team, the one defining moment. Do you think that one defining moment has maybe got you in the Hall of Fame, or as we all know, it was the big course of work during your career?
It was probably a combination of both, but I think not only winning the gold medal in 2000 to beat Alexander Karelin, 13-time World Olympic champion, to beating him to the year after coming back and winning the world championships. And, most people say, you're not a true champion until you do it 2 years in a row. And, coming back to that and then going through the near-death experience on the snowmobile and then ultimately coming back and losing one toe and, the feeling on my feet, but then coming back and to win the bronze medal at the 2004 Olympics, a lot of people say that, probably the most amazing moment was to actually watch me win that bronze medal, because of all the adversity to, win the gold, the bronze meant more because I had to go through so much more to win that second medal. So I think it's kind of hopefully a more of a culmination of, being on the national team and just, continuing to work hard through adversity. I think that's what tells a little bit more about a person's character, that instead of that one victory, it's a culmination of one's career.
Rulon Gardner joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Husker going into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum. Ceremony is tomorrow night. Does it seem like that happened 10 years ago, or does it seem like it happened a week ago?
I still feel like it was a week ago. It's been a whirlwind, especially being on the national team and wrestling and training every day. You don't really sit back and think about what you've accomplished. Now, since I retired, I've been able to reflect a lot more and enjoy it a lot more instead of having to compete, but every day is a miracle. I grew up, spending 29 years just trying to get to the Olympics and, graduate as a Husker and do those things. And then now, ever since I won the gold medal, it's just every day has been a miracle. And every day. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, go to the Olympics, and it's changed my life forever. And, you know, I just enjoy it and hopefully try to, you know, get back as much as you can and share the, you know, share the vision with these young kids in this, you know, this great country that we live in, and let them know, you know what, through wrestling or through life or through hard work, you know, you can accomplish your goals just like I did. It just, it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of commitment, but dreams come true in America.
Rulon Gardner with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and no truer statement than what Rulon just said. I want to ask you about Nebraska's wrestling program right now. Do you keep up to date with that? Do you talk to Coach? Are you a part of that at all?
You know, I do a little bit. You know, Mark Manning, you know, we'd kind of exchanged texts a few weeks ago. You know, I'd like to try to, you know, get back a little bit more. They had, you know, 2 years ago they had a great year. This last year they, you know, they had a little bit of a tougher year. But, you know, it's NCAA wrestling is so competitive. You know, you're right across the border. You know, you got Iowa that, you know, they're coming back into their dominant ways. You have Okie State. You have, you know, Penn State now with, you know, Kel Sanderson. And, you know, it's just tougher to get these great wrestlers to come to these schools. And, you know, a lot of the kids, they realize that, you know, you want to fit in a certain type of position to where either it'll get you to win an NCAA title or it'll put you in a great position to make a run at the Olympic gold medal. And so, you know, I know Nebraska's putting the right steps forward, and, you know, Mark Manning is doing a great job. It's just, you know, it's hard to build a dynasty at wrestling, you know, when you have so many competitive schools within a matter of so many hundreds of miles. And I know that the Husker Nation, you know, will come together, and I'd love to see you know, that big run to win a first national championship in wrestling. It just takes a lot of just a lot of teamwork and a lot of support, and, you know, UNO and, you know, just, you know, UMK, and, you know, just the Husker Nation has a lot of great wrestling programs, and it's just not, you know, the University of Nebraska itself. There's a lot of great wrestling there in Nebraska, and hopefully we can just continue to build that momentum. And, you know, it transitions into the MMA world, and, you know, you can see what kind of great athletes are coming through the Husker Nation. And, you know, hopefully someday we can get some Olympians and get more Olympic athletes out of the great, you know, network of teams.
Rulon Gardner's with us for just another moment. I haven't had a chance to ask you this before, and maybe you won't know, but UNK, you mentioned that, had a great heavyweight that qualified for the world team in Tervell Dolagnev. Have you had a chance to see him, work with him, know him at all?
Yeah, I have. You know, after last year at the world team trials, and I had a chance to talk to him a little bit. You know, he's a great athlete. He's got some great movement. You know, I know he's competitive to win in that first medal, and to, you know, get in, you know, definitely on the podium to where, you know, he can, you know, step in there, because American heavyweights, Greco-Roman and freestyle, have over the years been dominant. Bruce Bumgardner, you know, for his reign of, 12 to, 16 years, he won 4 Olympic medals. He won 2 gold, 2 bronze, or 1 bronze, 1 silver, you know, and, heavyweights have been dominant, and, I'd love to continue to work. I think I'm going to spend more time this summer out at the Olympic Training Center, you know, trying to train the national team. I got to do the broadcasting in the Beijing Olympics, and I got to share, you know, the sport of wrestling with America through NBC, and, you know, we didn't do as well as we wanted to. And, I know, the NBC, they love the sport of wrestling just because of the hard work and the character it builds, and hopefully we can continue to kind of build that momentum to let people see, you know, what we can accomplish. And I think Tervell, you know, if he continues to, you know, learn and grow and adapt, you know, I have no doubt that he'll be on the medal podium at the Olympics, and then eventually, you know, he will win the Olympic gold medal. And it just comes about hard work and, you know, time on the mat and commitment in oneself.
Well, Rulon, we just can't tell you how much we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Youngest of 9 kids out of Afton, Wyoming, and Olympic gold medalist, now going into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame tomorrow night in Stillwater, Oklahoma. A great class going in. So many honors have come your way, and a class act all the way. We hope to catch up with you again sometime in the future. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Oh, I will. And you know what? It's funny, about 2 or 3 times a year, I'm always through Nebraska speaking little towns, big towns, and you know, I always love to go back through Lincoln, and it just, you know, it's just memories and memory lanes. But, you know, just lets you know, you know what, doesn't matter where you grow up, it matters, you know, what you have in your heart, because you can do great things, you know, through hard work and determination.
Take care, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Bye. Earlier this month, Rulon Gardner inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. And then earlier this winter, of course, Kurt Tomasevich, Daddy, just doing a great job doing something that, I mean, when we heard that the U.S. was in the lead after the first run, I think it was a shock to everybody.
Well, it's such an obscure sport, but then to excel at it the way they have, certainly an amazing story.
Kurt Tomasevich, we had a chance to catch up with him last month here on this Best Of edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Here's Kurt Tomasevich. You know, every Friday we like to try and hit a home run or a double off the wall to end the week, and I think we've got a grand slam set for you folks. He has been all over the country. He's been all over the state. Got a chance to watch him speak last week to some youth over at Kearney Catholic, and I'll tell you what, he's a busy, busy man. We appreciate the time that Olympic gold medalist Kurt Tomasevich has given us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a Nebraska boy from Shelby in our listening area as well. And Kurt, thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. How we doing?
Doing good. My pleasure to be here.
Hey, where are the travels? Where are you today? Where are you? I know you were busy two, three, four schools a day. Where are you at today?
Today I'm down in the southeast corner, just leaving Fall City.
And the reception, I know the kids, they seem to have their mouths open every time that you speak. They're looking at the gold medal and all the cool props that you have. Has the reaction in one place or Nebraska or a different part of the country been different than the others?
You know, really, the reaction has been pretty cool every place I've gone, but definitely in the, you know, the Polk County area, you know, especially Shelby, Osceola, Strongsburg, the, you know, the schools that I competed in when I was in high school, you know, some of the coaches and teachers that were there when I was competing in their gyms. Those are usually pretty cool to see them again, you know, after 10 years have gone by.
Kurt, who's the coolest person or coolest thing you've gotten to do this has allowed you to do?
Hands down, well, I've got to do a lot of cool things. I mean, this is above and beyond anything that was in the initial bobsled brochure, that's for sure. Monday night, I got to play on stage with Pearl Jam when they played in Kansas City. Played bass guitar during one of their last songs, and that was the highlight of my life pretty much so far. That was pretty awesome.
We heard from some folks that were actually at the concert that was the real deal. They played the Star Spangled Banner. They had the Nebraska ties. You threw the bones up. I heard it was a great deal.
Yeah, I was up on stage, and you know, Eddie Vedder called me up, and he was talking to me a little bit. And I saw a guy in about the fourth or fifth row with a big Nebraska hat on, and so I threw the bones out to him.
That's one thing which is amazing. The high school kids these days probably didn't ever know that you played football for the Huskers. And I guess you've joked about what that actually has meant in the past, but it doesn't matter if you're in Dominican Sioux or if you're a walk-on. Your path, and I think it's an interesting one, and you tell all the folks during your speech how you thought you were on track to play for Tom Osborne, and then that took a heck of a detour, and then for a gold medalist, didn't qualify physically to get into the Air Force. I had to chuckle at that. Could you share the story with our listeners?
Yeah, when I was in high school, you know, football was my favorite sport. Wanted to play college football. Got a few letters from some different schools. In fact, my junior year, I got two letters from Tom Osborne, and the first one was telling me, you know, they're interested in having me walk onto the program. You know, they're interested because, you know, I've got good statistics, size and weight, and that sort of thing. The second letter I got from Tom Osborne was him announcing his retirement. So that kind of fell through. But I still want to play there. But my senior year, I broke my collarbone. So I wasn't asked to walk on to the program at Nebraska. And so I wanted to go to the Air Force Academy. I had the grades and the, you know, everything that had to come with it, the nomination from Phil Barrett and Bob Kerry, our state senator, state representative. And I was all set to go, but I had to pass a physical fitness test, and I failed it with a broken collarbone. And so the physical fitness test kept me out of the Air Force Academy.
Kurt Tomasevich joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kurt, I guess when take us back to the initial, when you decided you were going to make a commitment to be on this bobsled team. What was the initial thing that had to happen? And then I want to know, who is the big name or the driving force that ended up putting the money behind the United States bobsled team to get you competitive with the rest of the world?
Yeah, a couple of interesting stories. Of course, none of this is very routine, I guess, for a Nebraska kid to go to bobsledding. But there was a girl that ran track in Nebraska, and she was recruited to be on the women's bobsled team. Her name was Amanda Morley, and I met her just after I finished playing football, and sounded interesting, so I talked to her for a little while, and she talked me into trying out for the team myself. So she contacted the bobsled coaches and got me into it that way. As far as funding, are you talking about for me personally or for the entire U.S. team?
I'm talking about for the entire U.S. team when the whole deal kind of came full circle and they made a commitment to the sport.
We've had some, a number of different sponsors and that and so on and so forth. But one of the greatest stories is of Jeff Bodine, who's, of course, a NASCAR driver. And in 1992, he learned that the United States has to buy foreign-made equipment, German-made sleds. And, of course, if you're buying your equipment from a competitor, you're not going to get the top-of-the-line equipment, and it's going to be very expensive. So he decided to use his NASCAR technology to help build American bobsleds. And over the last 18 years, they've gotten better and better and more competitive. And, obviously, in the past few months, they've proven to be some of the best in the world.
Kurt Tomasevich is with us for just another couple moments here on ESPN Radio and the Doug and Daddy Show. Kurt, our producer and engineer, grew up in Germany, and so you got a little rivalry there. We don't like the German bobsled team. We respect them, but that's who we're shooting for. Derek, did you follow in high school the German bobsledding team?
You know, I did a little bit. They were usually better in luge. They had a guy Georg Hackl back in the day who was a great luger, Hall of Fame luger. But they've been pretty good at the bobsled as well. But I was cheering for the U.S.
Weren't the Jamaicans fighting against the Germans too back in the day?
They were.
Kurt, did you ever feel like that was kind of? Did you ever feel like one of those Jamaican guys? What in the hell am I doing here? I don't belong. I mean, when you talked about walking in the opening ceremonies, when did you first feel like, you know what, I do belong?
I've been in that position quite a bit. And in the middle of Switzerland, driving in the Alps, getting lost because I can't read German. I've asked myself a lot of times, what in the heck am I doing here? This is not where Nebraska kid belongs. That's for sure. But a lot of things have kind of fallen into place, and I've just kind of gone with it.
Has there been a wreck that you remember? Because everybody just sees you guys going 90 miles an hour, and when you're successful and everybody's cheering at the end, yeah, it's pretty fun, but there's also some disappointing moments that go with this sport.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of disappointing moments in the past few years. I've had a couple of injuries, nothing too major, but I separated my collarbone from my sternum a little bit. The worst possible injury I've had. Financially, the program took a pretty big hit a couple of years ago. So, we had to miss a few races because we just couldn't afford to fly to other countries. There's been a number of obstacles along the way.
Well, I can tell we're about out of time. Kurt's about in bad cell phone area, so we'll let you go with this question, Kurt. What's next after you get done with all the touring here?
Good question. I really don't have an answer to yet. I'm leaning toward continuing on for another 4 years. I've thrown around the possibility of trying to drive for the next Olympics as a driver. But just not real sure. Someday I'd like to actually use my electrical engineering degree, but I don't know.
Do chicks dig bobsledders?
There are very few bobsledding groupies, if that answers your question.
Just keep wearing the medal around your neck. It's a good cut. It's a good start pickup line piece. Hey, Kurt, great job with what you're doing with all the kids around the state of Nebraska, and of course everybody in the state very proud and honored to be able to have a chance to talk to you and hear what you've got to say, and hopefully we can catch up with you again in the near future. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you guys.
Take care. Kurt Tomasevich joining us on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Sure appreciate him taking the time. And that's Olympic gold medalist Kurt Tomasevich. Had a chance to catch up with him last month, and he continues to make the runs. And the Cornhusker State Games are getting underway with their opening ceremonies tonight. He will be among the folks that will be there, and we still don't know who the mystery torchlighter will be. Still to come on the Doug and Daddy Show, Ohio State coach Jim Tressel, also Super Bowl champion Scott Shanley, and Daddy, to be big and strong like these boys. Woo, they're not all 18.
Well, no, but they're getting to be over 30, but their bodies still look great. Well, they're probably taking Charger. It's pretty apparent because they're looking for a safe and effective formula that recharges not only there, but your natural testosterone levels. Back to when you were peaking physically, the result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in sex drive. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue. Your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. That's right. You're not even doing anything. You're still burning fat. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. See complete nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack today. Hey, they're new in town, complete nutrition is where it's at.
We'll take a break on this Best of Doug and Daddy show on this Friday, and when we come back, we'll talk to Scott Shanley, replay the interview from February after they won the Super Bowl right after this.
Check out the great do-it-yourself oil change special at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $16.99. Offer good with Fram filters up to $4.49. Autolite Copper Core spark plugs are just $1.29 after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Now through September 2nd at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gallons after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans. Good old Roundup Ready. New Roundup Ready to yield. SDS stack. And plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity. 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields. 39R29 for dryland or top irrigated ground. 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue through the day today with a high in the mid-90s. South winds will stay from around 10 to 20 miles per hour. There's a chance of isolated showers and storms tonight with temperatures falling off to 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Another Doug and Daddy Friday edition, but today we're not really here. It's a best of Doug and Daddy, but we know that when it's lunchtime, it is time to go to the Archway Plaza. It's not even really a new location anymore. They've been there. They're established, over 140 folks in their dining room, plenty of room at Godfather's, and it's good every single day. Check out the lunch buffet from 11 to 2, only $6.50, and it includes the salad bar. Now, they're open tonight and tomorrow from 11 to 11, Sunday through Thursdays 11 to 10, and they have delivery. All you have to do is give them a buzz, 234-9444. Get your favorite pizzas or calzones delivered just like you have right there, 234-9444. Just west of Complete Nutrition, if you're looking for them in the Archway Plaza, bigger and better with their two dining rooms. And don't forget ESPN on their TVs. You can watch the College World Series. You can watch the World Cup. You can watch whatever they've got going on over the summer times. Well, you're busy. You want a nice, good, nutritious, quick lunch. Kids love pizza. I love pizza. Daddy loves a crane game. You can do it all at Godfather's in the Archway Plaza, 234-9444, home of the lunch buffet from 11 to 2 to 6:50 with the salad bar.
That's included? The salad bar is included.
That's right.
Wow, crane what a great price.
Crane game not included. You have to put some quarters in for that.
Not if that little bear's foot's still caught. It's going to be quite a few quarters. I got to deal with that bear.
Well, St. Edward's own Scott Shanley, small-town boy that has made real good, and now he's sporting a Super Bowl ring, and we had a chance to catch up with him in February right after they won the Super Bowl. Here's our interview with Super Bowl champion and former Husker Scott Shanley.
Well, folks, if we stalked him long enough, we knew we would get him. And he made the mistake of giving us his phone number. Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champion, joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, number 58. Scott, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the second Friday in a row, he told us how they were going to do it somewhat last week, and maybe today he'll tell us exactly how they did it. But first, Scott, I've got to wonder, because this was an email earlier in the show, not about you specifically, but I've got to wonder, if the call comes, will you accept the invitation to Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, I try to reserve myself during that parade, because I told some guys with YouTube and all these video camcorders, I can't be putting myself out there like that.
You don't want to be Mark Madsen for the rest of your life. That's a good call.
That's exactly the guy I referenced to. Forever, for the rest of his life, he'll be known as that guy.
Scott, I got to ask you, because I'll be very honest. I did not believe, as much as I was the general fan, like a lot of people that thought it was a great story and that the Saints, nobody was going to root against the Saints. I picked the Colts on the show. I was totally wrong. But, boy, you guys had 6 points at halftime. What changed in the second half?
Well, I just think, you know, we just settled down. And that was a lot of guys' first Super Bowl. And, you know, it took a half to get adjusted to what the Colts were trying to do. And in all honesty, we really had two game plans going into that game. And, you know, defensively, we said, we're going to come out in the first half, and we're going to keep it real simple, and we're going to give up some things that we normally wouldn't give up, and we'll accept it because we're going to try to set them up for some things in the second half that they won't expect. And, you know, by doing that, you don't let Peyton Manning have a halftime to adjust to the things you're doing. So, you know, along with the onside kick opening the second half, I think a lot of those things just kind of played into us winning the game, and we've always been a second-half team all year long.
Now, did you know where your family and your friends were sitting at the Super Bowl? I mean, did you see where they were at?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you ran out of the tunnel to start the second half, were you like, pay attention, something's going to happen here? Or did you just keep that?
No, we were all trying. We all tried to have our best poker face on, but we were all into it. I think most of us guys normally don't even watch a kickoff, and we were all kind of trying to eye this thing to see what was going to happen, but we were excited.
So, Coach, because we've heard it from different people that were involved, the kicker and special teams and all that, but everybody knew. I mean, Coach Payton announced that coming out that we're going on.
Get a possession.
Kick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He announced it. I mean, a couple days before the game in practice, we're doing special teams period, and the whistle blows, special teams period's over, and Coach Payton's like, no, go back out there. I want to run this ambush onside kick. And we're all sitting there looking at each other like, you got to be kidding me. We're not going to run this in the Super Bowl. You know, it's kind of a waste of time. And then he comes in at halftime, and he's like, listen, guys, I know I said earlier this week if we're up by a couple scores, we're going to run this ambush onside kick, but, you know, the time is now. We're going to do it now. And so, you know, the locker room, we were excited. Defensively, we knew, all right, if we don't get this thing and we got a short field, we have to step up and hold them to a field goal. And, you know, it was a big momentum change in the game and really a turning point.
Scott, I asked you last week which one of the weapons you feared most coming out, Colley, Garcon, Clark. You said Clark. Obviously, you knew that you were matched up on him and going to have to run down the field with him. Peyton made some great throws, and he made some nice throws and got some good completions down the field. But you were always right there on his heels, and they were perfect passes.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Those two have such great timing that a lot of times it doesn't matter how close you are to Dallas Clark, he's going to find a way to put the ball in there. And they work together so well, they know exactly where to put the ball because they know the defender's head is going to be turned. But, yeah, you know, going into that game, I knew I was going to be matched up on him a lot in the first half. Like I said, we were kind of game planning them differently first half to second half. And, you know, a lot of teams don't put a linebacker on him. A lot of teams have safeties and even a corner or a nickelback covering him sometimes. But, you know, I knew it was going to be a challenge and had to step up, you know, at least that first half, and then the second half we started to blitz them a lot more.
Well, we are talking with Scott Shanley, member of the Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints. And, Scott, tell us, if you can, what was going through your mind when you came out of that tunnel to start the football game? What were the thoughts? Was it team? Was it family? Was it, what was it?
man, when I was standing in that tunnel looking out, I was having like flashbacks to when I was a little kid, sitting at home watching Super Bowls, and now I'm the one running out of the tunnel, and there's little kids across the country and the world watching me play in the game. And, you know, it was just like, at that moment, I just realized my dream had come true. I was playing in a Super Bowl, and, you know, and at the same time thinking, man, don't mess this up. This may be your only chance to win a world championship. Let's go out and do this thing.
Okay, Scott, I want to ask you what happened during the year. Brady, you took him down. Favre, you took him down. Manning, it seemed like your defense seemed to rise the occasion whenever you got against one of those Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And it's really not like Peyton had that terrible of a game in the Super Bowl, but you guys found a way to come out on top.
Yeah, I give a lot of that credit defensively, scheme-wise, to Coach Greg Williams and our defensive staff. Whenever we go up against a top-notch quarterback or a really good offense, they always come up with a scheme that fits what we do best, allows us to play fast and aggressive. And, you know, defensively, the guys always rise up to the challenge. And I think a little bit of it is throughout the year, I mean, we hear all year about how we're the weakness of the team. The defense will be the reason the Saints don't go anywhere or don't win a Super Bowl. And I think we had a chip on our shoulder all year long. And ultimately, I mean, with Tracy Porter's interception in the game, the defense was the reason at the end of the game that we pulled that game out.
So what was it like afterwards? Take us through the celebration that day and when you finally got to sit on your own end of the bed or couch or chair or wherever it was you sat when you got back home. Take us between that probably couple days.
You know, after that incomplete pass on that fourth down, when they were driving at the end of the game and the ball was incomplete, I don't think I ran as fast as I did to the sideline to celebrate with the guys, and it was just a euphoric moment. You can't even describe it. You see the confetti coming down, the Lombardi Trophy weaving through the crowd and all the guys touching it. And then you add the family into it. I've had my wife and two little boys down the field and watching them playing the confetti. And, you know, we have pictures that you know, we'll have a lifetime. And the two boys can look back and know that they were there at a Super Bowl. And, you know, the first time I actually sat down and actually just had a moment by myself to reflect what we did was probably about 5 o'clock in the morning. We had after parties and stuff like that. We had a little thing with the family, but I got up to my room about 5 o'clock and I'm sitting there, I'm wired. I'm like, man, I can't fall asleep. I don't want this night to end. I turn the TV on, I'm watching ESPN highlights, I'm watching the Lombardi Trophy getting passed around on that stage, Drew Brees holding it up, and I'm like, man, this is unbelievable. I just couldn't sleep that night.
You also deflected the pass on the goal line. What was that like?
Well, it was one of those things where through film study, I kind of understood where he was going. And I took really one step too much. Otherwise, if I wouldn't have overreacted, maybe I could have got both hands on the ball, maybe intercepted. But, you know, I just kind of run that play a few times this year and just trusted what I saw.
Then talk about Tracy Porter. Two amazing interceptions at huge parts in ball games. Talk about that interception, him stepping in front of that pass.
Yeah, that was I referenced before how we had really two different game plans in the game. And second half, we started bringing more pressure, and we brought three linebackers off the strong side. And Tracy knew with the pressure we were bringing, he was going to have to get rid of it quick. And he trusted his eyes. He saw the drive route and just jumped it. You know, if Tracy doesn't trust it and he sits back, it's an easy completion. But he trusted it, and for a young player to believe in his ability like that, it was a huge play in the game. And you know, that's going to be a play that one of the top plays in Saints history.
Well, finally, Scott, nobody, even the next day, who's the favorite to win next year? What's the situation with the Saints? Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there? I still think the underlying story is it's going to be pretty comfortable, and most of the guys are going to be back. A lot of the key components are going to be back. You have to feel good about how the Saints are going to be in 2010, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We have a great group of veteran players, and we have a great mix of young talent. And the veterans on this team do a great job of showing the young guys what it takes to win, how to be a solid pro day in and day out. And this experience of winning a championship for these young guys and to feel what they felt that night, you know, it's going to drive them to want to do it again. And the veterans are still going to stay hungry. It was just the team chemistry on this team is unlike anything I've been around as far as guys working together, getting along. And at the end of the day, you know, not being selfish, and all we care about is winning, and that'll take you a long ways in this league.
Scott, do you believe in fate?
To a certain extent, but you know, I think this year, I know when I was at media day, I heard a lot of people talking about that we were the team of destiny, and you know, but to me, when I see all the hard work we put in over the past few years, and some of the way the ball would bounce against us the past couple of years to prevent us from winning games, I just felt like, you know, our time was now, and we put in a lot of hard work, you know, we kind of made the ball bounce our way this year.
He now is a Super Bowl champion right out of St. Edward, Nebraska, the former Husker and New Orleans Saint, Scott Shanley, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, thanks so much for giving us your time, and hopefully we can catch up with you again in the near future.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Scott Shanley from an interview back in February here on this Best of Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we're glad you're along with us. Again, don't forget, more College World Series action coming your way this afternoon, starting with UCLA and TCU at 3:30. Game 2 tonight is set for 8 o'clock. Could be one game, could be two games, could be no games. Tomorrow, Daddy, I ask you this. With all this time that the U.S. had in between, all of a sudden it seems like a quick turnaround to play Ghana tomorrow in the World Cup, and if we don't have two College World Series games, we will have that for you. 1 o'clock pregame kickoff just after 1:30. Daddy, what's your thoughts? I guess I have a good feeling. I guess I have a good feeling that the United States people are telling me, and eventually, because it's like Uruguay and Korea on the other side. I mean, there's enemies, but there's no Brazil and big time teams to face right away here. Will the United States get by Ghana? Because they couldn't do it in the last World Cup.
Well, Doug, I think this team, and I don't know how one goal can certainly, in extra time, I'll throw that in there too, can change your mind on this team. But it certainly has. And Landon Donovan saying after the game, there's so much excitement and so much left to be done. Hey, I'm going to believe him right now, and hopefully this team can turn that around. Maybe they'd love the short amount of time between this game. Maybe they turn it around and carry that momentum right over.
And why not enjoy some great food off the grill from Troutman's Quality Meats? It'll change your mind about whatever you were throwing on it before. And, Daddy, the weekend is upon us.
Well, whether you're looking for New York steaks, ribeyes, T-bones, top sirloins, fillets, flat iron, London broils, they've got it. Troutman's Quality Meats, all the beef at Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef. Hey, minimum. 30 days. It's aged. It's aged. And they wait 30 days to put it out there because you like it better that way. Flank steaks, chuck tenders, ranch steaks, briskets, pork butts, beef and pork back ribs. Hey, great for grilling. The selection of brats fresh out of the smokehouse. Brats, Italian sausage, garlic sausage, andouille. Don't forget, they've got the beer as well. Ice cold beer, Troutman's Quality Meats, and they've got domestic and imported wines to go with it. Wines from Max Creek in Lexington. Hey, there's new wines from Nebraska, from Superior, now available. Superior States wines. Check it all out. Troutman's Quality Meats, plus the new batch of baked beans is out as well. Get it all. Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrie's waiting for you. Tell them we sent you.
Thank goodness you're not in here today. We're going to take a break on this Best Of show, and Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel, had a chance to chat with him back in April. He's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you aren't using a web conferencing tool or the service you use is clunky, why not use GoToMeeting.com? It lets people come together globally. You can basically meet online to demonstrate, collaborate, or do business. It's brought to you by Citrix, my favorite. Easy to use. You turn a call into an instant online meeting with just one click. It's the most affordable. You can have as many online meetings as you want for $49 a month, and it's completely secure. We've used GoToMeeting.com, and once you use it, you'll realize you've been wasting time your entire life. My listeners can try it free for a month. GoToMeeting.com, unlimited online meetings free for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Easy to use, $49 a month, and absolutely secure. Why waste time traveling? Go online. Click GoToMeeting.com.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
If you've ever considered owning a motorcycle, this is the time. Kearney Yamaha has three truckloads of repossessed bikes in stock right now, and they're slashing prices. With the great financing options at Kearney Yamaha, you can't afford to miss out on this repo sale.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money during our motorcycle repo sale. You'll save tons of money on fuel.
You're sure to find the bike of your dreams and save tons of money, but hurry in. These bikes won't last long. It's the repo sale going on now at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Of edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We kid about it now, but it was a very important day in Nebraska history, the day that Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel visited Lincoln for a Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet on April the 19th. We had a chance to chat with the coach, and after that evening banquet, when Tom Osborne spoke to Jim Tressel, Tom Osborne sent an email saying we should discuss the possibility of exploring joining the Big Ten Conference, and now look where we are today.
It didn't take that long. I think this deal was 4 or 5 years in the mix. It wasn't. It just goes back to this spring.
And we go back just 2 months ago to an interview we had with Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel. Well, Daddy, Nebraska spring game wrapped up over the weekend. Ohio State's is coming up this weekend and finding a little room to get in and make an appearance tonight in Lincoln is the head coach at Ohio State, Jim Tressel, and he has granted us some of his time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thanks so much. When Coach Osborne called me months ago and asked if there was any way I could make April 19th a time to get to Lincoln, we rearranged our spring practice schedule such that we could do that because I have such great respect for Coach Osborne. And, of course, Coach Pelini is an Ohio State Buckeye graduate, and I'm so excited to be there in Lincoln tonight and looking forward to a great evening.
Okay, Jim, we've got to get these little quirky things out of the way. Is it true you still mow your own lawn?
Well, you know what? I probably mow it two or three times a year, but I have to be honest, my wife mows it most of the time. And I'm hoping she's not listening out there in Lincoln, but she does mow it most of the time. But I am out there on the John Deere a good bit.
Jim Tressel, the head coach at Ohio State, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you get a call from a Tom Osborne, and I'm sure we could throw five or six other names out there, what's that like when you get a call that they have the respect to ask you to come do things like this?
Well, it just, it's so humbling because Tom Osborne was a guy that I idolized and studied from. I used to fly out to Lincoln and when I was at Youngstown State all the time, and he used to let me be a fly on the wall and watch spring practice and got to know him a little bit. And so, when he called, obviously, I know what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes means to him, and I know what Lincoln, Nebraska means to him, and for him to feel as if I could contribute to the good folks there, truly an honor.
Coach, is also maybe a tie in the football sense of the attention the football team receives when things are going good and when things are going bad.
Well, that's right. And one of the fun parts about being a part of the game of football in this great country is that, it's really woven into our culture. It's truly the American game. And when you start talking about Lincoln, Nebraska and Columbus, Ohio, it is woven deeply. And you probably never can do well enough. And there are always folks talking 365 days a year about the Huskers and the Buckeyes, and that's what's fun being a part of it. So when it was brought up that I could come out and be at a place like Nebraska, you have to understand as a football person, that's like, getting a chance to go and visit one of the seven wonders of the world.
Ohio State head football coach Jim Tressel joining us on today's Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. He will be the keynote speaker at tonight's Fellowship of Christian Athletes Sports Celebration Banquet going on at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Coach, what is it about Ohio that I think Coach Pelini, both Bo and Carl, keep getting bombarded by this question. I guess being right there in Ohio, what is it that all of a sudden your generation of coaches and players are taking it to that next level and becoming maybe a national, I don't know if power in coaching is the right word, but what is it that has been so ingrained in all of the guys from Ohio?
You know, I think culturally the game is so important. And I think the fact that the Pro Football Hall of Fame sits right in Ohio, we happen to have two NFL franchises. You know, certainly Ohio State draws a lot of attention within the state, and we have, you know, great college football at all levels. Mount Union College has been, you know, at the top of things in the Division III ranks, and I played at Baldwin Wallace College, and my dad happened to win a national championship there. So it's just so culturally tied in. I think we have about 750 high school football teams, and it might be like the fourth highest number of high school football teams in the nation, and we might only be the eighth or ninth highest population. So people love the game of football, and they love being around it. It's a big part of our communities, and I think some of us Ohio kids never want to leave the game, so we remain kids and we keep coaching.
Coach, just to take it a step further, can you give us a little insight on what your talk will be to the fans tonight, some of the points that you're going to be driving home?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that throughout my playing life and then coaching life, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has had a big hand in helping me understand to have the proper perspective. And, you know, while we are in this wild and crazy Ohio State or Nebraska culture of winning and expectations and all the rest, really it's who you are is defined based upon who you are spiritually. And I know how Coach Osborne, you know, has been a tremendous mentor, and Coach Ron Brown, I know, has had a radio show over the years there in Nebraska for FCA, and I just think talking about the fact that proper perspective certainly has a spiritual end to it. You know, it's fun to talk about football and compete and all that, but at the end of the day, who we are spiritually is who we are.
Coach, is that difficult when you go in and see players' homes that you know are in total disarray and absolute wrecks?
Well, you know, the fun part about coaching is that you don't concern yourself too much with what was done prior to a young person's time with you. You know, obviously, Every one of us goes out and we research their athletic ability, their academic ability, their character, all those things. But really, once they step through the door, you know, our job and our passion is to help them grow as men. And sometimes when you see some youngsters that they do come from a home that might be in disarray, yet they've hung in there and they've done the right things, and somehow, some way, they've survived and not gone the wrong direction, you know they're made of something special. And it's fun to try to help them, you know, continue the journey and finish the job. And one thing about coaching is we've got 100 and some teenagers on our teams, and every one of them is different, and it's fun watching them grow.
Just another couple moments with Ohio State head football coach Jim Tressel tonight in Lincoln at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Sports Celebration Banquet. Got to talk a little football, Coach. How are things going in spring ball with the Buckeyes?
You know, we're doing pretty well. Three-quarters of the way through our spring, our spring game is on the 24th. So we'll have four more practices this week, a couple of them kind of light, and then we have our annual coaches clinic, which we'll have 1,100 or 1,200 high school coaches in for the weekend, and then have our spring game on Saturday. We're doing fairly well. I think we're growing. We have a decent number of players returning. You know, some people think that, you know, we're going to be a very good team. The thing that we've got to make sure we do is ignore what others think and make sure we're going to work.
Coach, everybody wants to know about the quarterback situation. Terrell Pryor, he has not practiced, correct, to this point? Had his shoulder cleaned up or something?
No, he hasn't missed anything.
Oh, he's good to go?
Oh, yeah, he had a scope on his knee.
Okay.
Back in February, and he may have missed a week or two of our strength training. But no, he hasn't missed a snap in practice, and he's fine, and he's very talented and getting better every moment and growing as a leader. He's at the midpoint of his career. You know, he spent the first 2 years, and unlike some freshmen, he ended up being a starter as a freshman, then a starter as a sophomore, and took us to 2 Big Ten championships and 2 BCS games, and pretty good work for a youngster. And now we're going to see if he can, maintain that level of play and maybe even make it better.
Coach, and then, of course, the big news out of the Big Ten is expansion. Would you like to see Notre Dame, if there's a Big 12 team come in? Which Big 12 team would you like to see come in?
Well, probably the best part of the whole discussion is I won't be in the discussion. Those discussions happen, at the presidential level and the AD level, and they don't very often call us and say, hey, Coach, what do you think? But I would say this. I think it's inevitable that there's going to be some rearranging of the landscape of college football. I think the interest in college football is at an all-time high. I think everyone wants it, to become even more exciting, and if that means some sort of mini-type playoff or whatever, or realignment of leagues or whatever. And I think the Big Ten is a natural attraction to some people from both the Midwest and the East. We have Penn State on the eastern side of our conference, and the folks like the Rutgers and Pitts and UConn's and Syracuse and that type of thing. And then, of course, to our west, Notre Dame does sit right in the middle of our conference. And Missouri and Nebraska and some folks there. I hear on talk radio no different than you, because, again, I'm not in any meetings. But I think it's inevitable that you're going to see some rearrangement of the college football landscape.
Of course, Notre Dame would be an easy win for you every year.
Wow.
I tell you what, no matter who you play in a conference game, it's a hard game. I think you guys would admit to that.
Yeah.
Whenever you line up in the same league year after year, and it's a battle. So whatever happens, just tell me what time we're playing and who we're playing, and we'll get ready.
Well, the Buckeyes start with home games against Marshall, Miami of Florida, the big name on their schedule. And then Ohio, I want to let you get out of here with this one, Coach. Of course, Frank Solich is out there. They gave you a heck of a battle a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
Just your thoughts on what he's doing there.
Oh, Frankie's done a great job. I mean, Frankie was one of the guys I used to come out and visit with all the time when he was with Tom, and he does a great job, and he's done a great job at Ohio, and got him into a bowl game, and he's solid, he's tough, his kids are going to do the right things. Those kinds of games are very difficult for us, quite honestly, because our guys have some other ones circled on their calendar, and so... Believe me, my old stomach is in a knot when we play Frankie.
And they also got Michigan and Penn State at home this year. Coach, everyone's looking forward to seeing you and hearing what you have to say tonight at the banquet sponsored by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. A safe trip, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.
My pleasure. Looking forward to it.
And now it's history. Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel, Nebraska in the Big Ten, and, of course, coming into that Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet, a chance that we had to chat with him a couple of months ago. And hope you enjoyed the interviews on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope you have a great weekend. And, Daddy, where are you going to be tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to be at Builders. They're having a Traeger Nationals barbecuing contest. You can stop up. All the proceeds go to benefit the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. They've got some great barbecue. Come and get it. So I've got the barbecue, goodies from Swan's Ice Cream, Coke, D-Squared Caricatures, Peterson Produce, and Traeger Pellet Grills. All these vendors have agreed to donate a portion of the money they get to the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Should be a great afternoon. It's Builder's Warehouse right along 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Should be a great afternoon. They got a dunk tank going on. Just a lot of people, a lot of fire trucks for
the
kids.
You want the dunk tank?
No. Let's let's hope not. There wouldn't be water in it if we got done.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. Have a great time with the kids, the family. Be safe out there. We hope to see you back on Monday when the NHL draft going tonight, Jaden Schwartz is expected to go early from the Tri-City Storm. We will talk with Jaden Schwartz on Monday's Doug and Daddy Show and a lot more. As when we're back Monday, there's 3 days left in June. What?
That's already?
Yeah, unbelievable. Again, Jim Tressel, Kurt Tomasevich, Rulon Gardner, and Scott Shanley all joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!